Now, this week, Margaret, I think you're looking at a mini crime wave in Southend.
Absolutely. This took place in 1916 during the First World War, and the Home Office were concerned enough to issue a paper about this. They took it very seriously. Mm-hmm. And this was juvenile crime we're talking, children and young people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Home Office looked for possible causes into this juvenile crime wave. First and foremost, they blamed the First World War because, of course, these events were being reported in the paper and, of course, you had battles and very gung-ho atmosphere throughout the country, and they believed children were actually copying this and charging into shops and other places and just simply taking what they wanted. Absentee parents, fathers, of course, in the military, mothers doing war work, got the blame. When have we heard this before? General lack of parental control. When have we heard this before? Yep. This also got the blame. Street lighting got the blame because, of course, the street lights were being turned out earlier to conserve power. Mm. And last but not least, Charlie Chaplin came in for his fair share of blame.
You can't believe that Charlie Chaplin could be blamed.
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course, we're talking a time when his films were a must-see for all age groups, not just children. Everybody loved to laugh at the antics of Charlie Chaplin. But, of course, many of his personas were the naughty boy, the badly behaved boy, the boy giving somebody a kick up the backside and this type of thing, or going into a shop and causing chaos. And it was believed that the children and young people of Southend were simply copying him. And one case in particular is cited when an army store was broken into by no less than 15, a gang of 15 young Fagins, all joined together to steal, wait for it, £100 of army biscuits.
Crumbs.
Oh,
sorry.
That is so bad.
I know it is.
I'll gloss over that anyway.
I think you should.
Yeah, I won't crumble. And the magistrate, actually, who heard this case, who dealt with these 15 young rebels, said that it was the army's fault because they'd left the door of the army store open. So what did they expect?
Well, indeed. Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.
What are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at something a bit more gruesome, less lighthearted, another Clavering murder.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.